possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I reposted today at Put 'Em Up. See Duke's NEV. It's a Ford malfunction. I'm not calling out a brand because it's all these brands are doing EVs.
Right.
But I put it out there because it's terrifying. The steering locked up, the gas floored on the freeway, and you see as the guy pulls up to him because he's trying to say, you know, see what the hell's going on. There's a guy in the car and he's praying.
Literally, you can see him praying. I commented on your post. It's unbelievable.
And this is why, and look, I've seen these, it's Waymo, right? Waymo cars? Is that
yeah.
right?
Saw one yesterday as I was stuck in that endless traffic roll on Juniper down to two lanes.
It's still freaky for me to roll up and see a car turn with nobody in it, but... and I'm not taking one of them, but I eventually will, because I think you can do it now through the Uber app either way. But this is frightening. And when we talk about self-driving cars, more and more companies are doing this. You can even buy services, and it's beyond Tesla now, where, hey, you can get the self-driving service for, you know, a year or whatever. And I get it. People on the highway, it went from cruise control, where you still had to have your hands on the wheel, to now self-driving, where I don't have to do anything except push a button. This is scary. Go check it out and Put 'Em Up, See Dukes, man. I said, hell no. I'm not interested.
Now, I told you that game, we left the Tampa Bay Falcons game down in Raymond James, and the driver had it on autonomous mode. And I was like, could you please take control? I mean, I basically said, you want a tip? Take control of the car. Because I'm not dealing with this. You can see on the screen what it senses all the people at the crosswalk. And I understand the technology before you nerds start hitting me up. And I do understand that, you know, when we fly, technically a large chunk of the air travel is autonomous airplane computers, autopilot. But the pilot and the co-pilot are still in the freaking cockpit. So that's a big difference to me. No way I will ever do this. And I'm telling you, man, it's not even the Waymo technology. It's the Waymo anticipating the crappy drivers on the road to begin with.
Yeah.
You know?
No, look, I know this is where we're headed. I hear you. But, boy, that's a scary situation. And, by the way, I will tell you right now before you go look at the video and Put 'Em Up, See Dukes. The end result of this is because he doesn't have control of the car, he ends up in another lane, gets hit, and I don't know if anybody was injured. It doesn't look that way, but, man, that's scary stuff. Mike, Steven hits us up. He says, guys, Easton Stick started 4 games in 23 for the Chargers when Herbert went down. Passed for 1,100 yards, a couple of touchdowns, I think 3 touchdowns, and a pick. He said he had a rushing touchdown. He has experience. And, Steven, you're right. But nobody has the experience that Kirk Cousins does.
No, and the thing is, a couple guys hit us up on the text line, and I appreciate it. Jimmy says, you know, what if Michael Penix flounders? Where is this coming from all of a sudden? You know, we talked about him stepping up in a playoff atmosphere, you know, and doing enough to win the game against the Commanders. The coach took you out of the last possession with bad clock management, and then he scored 38 points against the Panthers. You lose that game because your defense sucks. So I know it's still a small sample size. This team is committed to Penix. And one thing, guys, I was telling the guys on Twitter, even if Michael struggles, we're not going to get into this yo-yo thing, because then you truly have a full-blown quarterback controversy. And that's the last thing this franchise is ever going to go. They're committed to Michael Penix Jr. If they can find a trade partner for Cousins, you know, Day-Day was talking about Easton Stick as well, Carl. He looks good. Again, all you can do is say he looks good. It's the level of competition. If he struggled, we'd have that conversation. But All they want to do is find a good partner for a trade with Cousins. If not, we've got the best insurance policy. But Michael Penix Jr. Carr will be afforded every single opportunity.
As he should.
This year.
As he should. Top 10 pick, he should be afforded all the opportunities. Guys, I said this. Bryce Young got benched. And now all of a sudden, he looks like it clicked. He's got it. They didn't give up on him. They just needed him to see a few things. And now he's seeing it. And so, is he going to be the quarterback again, taken in the top 10? We think he is, and I think our guy is as well. 404-726-0929. More on the Falcons coming up. We're going to talk some college football as well as we count down to the college football season. A lot of people talking about greatest ever or bust. That's the narrative, and I don't think it's right. But we'll get into that. Before we do, let's get to 4th and 1. All right, first things first. We're talking about Michael Penix. Mike and I had a chance to talk to Chris Blair. He's trying to make this team. He's been seeing Penix each and every day, guys, and he'll play a lot in the second preseason game. We'll give you the rundown tomorrow as we get ready for the Titans from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. By the way, all of our interviews online at odyssey.com. Go click on, man, and hear all the interviews we did at camp. You name it, we talked to them. And if we didn't, Andy and Randy did. Right. And if they didn't, the morning shift did. Nobody covered the Falcons and has since camp started like Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With that said, here is Chris Blair talking to us about Michael Penix.
Absolutely, yeah. We're riding with him for sure. He's coming out every day. He's making plays. He's got that swag that you want to see in a quarterback. Every time he makes a big throw or something like that, he just kind of gives us this look. We already know that he's on. He's ready. But, yeah, man, he's balling. He's taking command of the huddle. Everybody trusts him, and he got everybody trust. So that's the main thing. Like, long as the team believes in him, I think we're going to work out well.
Right on, man. Now, part of this is, you know, what's he doing? How's his evolution as a quarterback? You know, because some guys hit us up, well, I heard he was 10 for 15. Yeah, and he threw it away. Okay? Now, you guys, we were there. Carl and I, we saw it. And Falcons fans saw it. His teammates saw it. You know, everybody from the NFL Network was there and saw it over the week. If he's got a situation, he's smart enough to say, I'm not going to force it. He throws it away.
Right.
Now, for instance, Cam Ward was not making those same decisions and throwing it into people's feet, throwing it into double coverage, throwing deflections and interceptions.
Yeah, and again, that will happen in a real game where you don't want him to throw it and he throws it away. Some incompletions are good incompletions, guys. That's fine.
Hey, look, by the way, I can't have this argument now with you guys. I said you guys were all gaslit. I said it was the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL. And now you guys can tell me you're worried about Penix? No, it's Penix's time. This is Penix's time to shine. Okay, and we'll figure out as we are what's going to happen with Cousins.
No doubt. Meanwhile, around the NFL, Mike, this is interesting because Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, who's having a great camp, by the way, is expected to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th. Mm. So here's the deal. We already know Rice is now likely to be able to play in the first 4 weeks of the season before any potential disciplinary action is happened.
Or should he just take the 4-game suspension and get on with his life?
So this is the thing. Remember, this was done and imposed for his role in a multi-car crash in Dallas that happened in 2024. It was during the offseason. But Rashee Rice was off to a great start, then got hurt, okay? And now you're dealing with this. They have high expectations for him, Mike, but the bottom line is he's finally going to get a chance to do this. But, do you play these first 4 games?
Well, that's just it. I mean, guys are saying, look, you know, you've got guys getting suspended for entire seasons for gambling. And I understand the implications of why you don't want the sport to be, you know, corrupted. And this guy could have killed people, okay? We've all talked about it. Look, I drive fast. I'm not getting holier than now on the speeding thing. But if you're going to drive that car like that, go get some driving lessons from a professional on a track.
Mm.
Okay. Even then, it's not cool to be doing that in traffic because you can't predict what people are going to do when you're weaving in and out on the interstate. So people could have died. And, you know, remember, a guy just brought up a great point on Twitter. Josh Gordon, they treat him like a crime lord for smoking weed, you know? I mean, Ray Rice went Joe Palooka on his girl. You're going to give this guy the same amount of time? And by the way, this whole process makes no sense. You have the adjudication now before the season begins. As Oren points out, these are the toughest 4 games of the season for the Chiefs.
It is. It's a heck of a start for them. But that is out there. Hey, I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be. I'm on the other side of this, by the way. I think they're going to be better than most people think. But I still think it's the Ravens' division to win. And then there's Joe Burrow and those guys. But Jalen Ramsey was talking about what makes Aaron Rodgers great.
Well, first off, I'm just about to take away like his arm talent and his precision, his accuracy, and the no-look passes and all that. Forget about all that for the second. Can't forget about it, but for the second, forget about it. The confidence that he brings, that whole offense, like everybody around him wants to be great, and it's kind of like nobody wants to let him down.
Yeah.
The best teams that I've been on, that's been like how the whole team is. When I was in L.A., I didn't want to let AD down.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to let Aaron Donald down. Mm-hmm. Other guys on the team felt the same way.
Hmm. Okay. And look, I get that. He's still got to do his part. And we're not talking about Ramsey. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Mike, but you know what? Are they going to have a decent running game? I don't know. Is DK Metcalf going to have the kind of year they expect him to have? I don't know. Because everybody in Cowboy land is talking about how good Pickens has looked, despite the Parsons stuff. So maybe, Mike, maybe Aaron Rodgers and company are better than we think they're going to be.
You know, I mean, the Pickens, there's a couple of highlights of him kind of doing like those, basically looking like Odell Beckham out there making some unbelievable grabs and get some oohs and ahs. It's just a matter of when the going gets tough. Does he keep his head on straight? Has he finally matured? Pickens has got all the talent in the world. Everybody knows. Saw him play at Georgia, knows that. But he just kind of gets himself into these situations where he gets, you know, childish and acts like a knucklehead. But, hey, we'll see. Meanwhile, I'm with you with the Steelers. You know, you got the Cam Hayward situation, right? They've got their own. That's a minor distraction. I think he comes to his senses because reality check is, you know, no one's going to give you any more money. You're 36. You know, maybe they try to massage it, give a little bit of a bonus just to shut him up and get on with the season. I don't know. And look, I love him, but I'm just saying, there's times you have leverage and there's times you have no leverage.
Well, speaking of leverage, what do you think about Jerry Jones when he was asked about Micah Parsons and the contract extension? They asked him, have you guys spoken? And Jerry said, no. And then they said, well, what's stopping you from talking? And he said, nothing. Mike, this is getting weirder by the day between these two. And again, Parsons has not talked to the media except once the entire time at camp.
I mean, like, Jerry, the clock is ticking on your mortality, on Cowboys fans' patience. I mean, this is it. What do you do? Why do you do this every single time? No, granted, the alternative to this is Jerry Jones coming out like Arthur Blank. Micah Parsons going to be a Cowboy for life, the way Arthur did with Julio, which took all the bargaining power away from Thomas Dimitroff when Julio wanted a raise with a few years left on his deal. But getting back to Micah Parsons, you got to have him. You got to move the money around. Figure it out. You got a room full of capologists. This should never come to this. And now you're also alienating people already working for you because you look like you don't know what you're doing.
No doubt. Hey, guys, it's 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. By the way, last hour was brought to you by our friends at Total Body Therapy. Don't want to forget our friends, Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Coming up, we're going to talk some college football. And also, Day-Day's got some things on his mind. Mike, I was just watching this rant, by the way, of NIU coach Thomas Hammack going in on the transfer portal, and people were giving him crap about it. I wish more coaches would speak out about this, man.
It's a great piece of video. It's out there. You can just search it. I retweeted it earlier today at Mike Bell, ATL. Danny Cannell had it up there earlier this morning, and I followed Danny, so I got it. And we'll get into it in depth, but he's basically talking about, and it's unfortunate, Carl, it's the world we probably all want for college football, but it's the reality of the world we're living in. But it's kind of a throwback to old school mentality, which I'm sure there's probably thousands of coaches around the country going, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you some of that when we come back. Also, is it greatest ever or bust? That's the narrative. And I don't think that's necessarily right either. It's Dukes and Bell.
You 36!
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So he's a big dude, and if you've never seen him, we're talking about Northern Illinois coach Thomas Hammett. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But he gave this passionate rant about NIL and the transfer portal. And Mike, the basis of this was basically what it used to be, okay, which was you're going to get an education, you're going to get experiences that set you up and things that you value for life and you'll take with you. And Hammack said, I enjoyed my college experience. He says, I didn't get one dime, but the lessons I learned were more valuable than any money you could ever have paid me. I appreciate that because that's long term and people are losing the fact of this in the short term. Look, in essence, Mike, are we only focused on money? Are these parents and guys, there are parents who are listening right now, high school football started, okay, right, last night. Our buddy right here, Day-Day, was at the Corky Kale. Tonight he's got a game. Matter of fact, promote the game. It's on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
That's right. Tonight, West Forsyth taking on the Douglas Astros. That will be the second game tonight up at West Forsyth High School. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Eric Slaughter, who will be doing play-by-play.
All right. That's going – it's here. You may have a kid, Mike, that's in this mix – and you're trying to figure it out, and you're trying to make a decision. Is money the only deciding factor?
Well, I mean, two ways of looking at it. If your family is, you know, you got a comfortable situation, perhaps it isn't. But, I mean, if you're a situation where, you know, you're trying to struggle to keep the lights on, I'm not trying to pick on Jameis Winston, but it's well documented. He basically came from poverty, you know, when he came to FSU. He could have used some loot. But in the case of some folks, you know, what's the best fit? Who's the coach who's going to – I mean, what's important to you? As Coach Hammack says, you know, learning the keys to life – responsibility, personal responsibility, getting an education, because only 0.0% is going to make it to the NFL. So that's the other, that's the other argument. That's why I said on Twitter, you know, in a perfect world, yes, I agree with Coach Hammack, but in the world we live in, as our old agent Norm used to say, they used to say to us, you guys, there's a world you want and there's a world you live in. And we all want the NCAA to go back to what it used to be with players getting a little piece of the action, right? But we're not in that world. If I know I can make $4 million, $3 million for my family right now because my kid could blow his knee out, my kid might not, who knows where it goes in college, he might not make it to the NFL. Take the bird in the hand. Hard to turn that down if I'm coming from a rough situation. That's why I'm not trying to, you know, equivocate here, but I see both sides of it, bro.
I do too. And it's tough. Look, if you would have told me that I could have got this money coming out of school, I would have got it. It's that simple. I would have got it. And there's not a guy I played with or against that wouldn't have taken the money either. Because we all said, oh, we're going to get to college, and guess what? We'll get a little bit of this money. We thought we were seeing something. We weren't seeing jack. We were seeing a couple of grand, if anything. So when we talk about the difference between now and then, Coach, I get it. I understand you, Thomas Hammack. I appreciate this message you're trying to send, saying that people have lost purpose as far as this is a transition from being a kid to a grown-up, and I hope we don't lose focus of that. But at the end of the day, Mike, I'm with you. I feel like those days of, hey, go get your degree and you get a four-year education and you get your books and tuition paid, they're just gone.
Right.
It's gone.
And as I said, I'd love to find that balance where, you know, I mean, what is reasonable by today's standards? You pick a number. But, yeah, you could come in, you know, make under $1 million, make $500,000, whatever it is, help the family. You'll hopefully, see, that's the other thing. It's also about the family structure. You know, do you have that Uncle Luke who's got the hand in your pocket, you know, with his crazy get-rich scheme? He's going to open a chicken fingers joint? Or you're going to be, is your mom and dad or whoever the advisor is going to be put that money in an interest-bearing account or invest that money for you smartly and wisely so you'll have a nest egg? Nobody's thinking about that. It's a bidding war between the football factories. And then, you know, things change. You know, you're going to be a transfer portal guy your whole life if things don't go the way you want. We saw that with Bear or Alexander at Georgia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, you wish it was the world, but I could never begrudge. Somebody right now listening, my parents, my dad, we got by, but it wasn't like we were rich. I mean, if me or my brother or my sister had an athletic skill set, take the money, you know, and bank it. You know, and hope you do right by it.
Well, look, and when you talk about a lot of the kids that are hoping to play college football, that is usually the situation. This is a way out. It has been for many black kids. It's been a way out. And when you talk about just jumping from school to school to school, Mike, I don't know what the lesson is in that. You brought up Bear Alexander. I don't know what the lesson is in that. Except, okay, maybe you got another check. But at the end of the day, did you ultimately achieve your goals? And Kirby talked about this, guys, at SEC. Like, hey, it's not just he tells I don't care about the money. He said that. But you have to have this standard of like, hey, I'm going to be able to stay and work through some of this difficulty. And then guess what? I get to have a little bit of character and some grit about me because life is going to hit you in the face one of these days. And what are you going to do? You going to quit?
Well, yeah, we've heard fathers. Some guys have said it's not all about the money, which is great. And yeah, you'd like to think your kid is balanced and you raise him the right way and you want to go to play for a coach like Kirby, you know, Kirby Smart, and you're going to be you have a better odds of getting to the NFL because you're going to get the coaching, you're going to get the training, the discipline, you know, but you're still, you know, some guys would say, hey, look, take some cash and split the baby, bet on yourself and get there and go to the best program available. But we'll, you know, we're going to find out. The thing is, for every guy out there that makes it to the NFL, there's 1,000, Carl, 3,000 that don't.
Easily.
How many five-star athletes? How many galactic locks? How many bonus babies? And same argument in baseball, right? The bonus baby. Should I go to college or take the bonus money, the 50 grand? Because it's always in the old days, it was a smaller amount.
That's right.
And go play rookie ball and try my hand in baseball.
Mike, you used to make the joke, was Jacob Eason, if I remember correctly?
Wakey, wakey, Jakey, eggs and bakey.
Okay. And for those who don't remember, we're going back mid to 2014-ish, 15, somewhere around
Mark
there.
Rick, super recruit.
Yes. Number one quarterback. It's not even in the league. Like, you look around, he was a backup for a couple of places. He's gotten a couple of shots. Like, anybody tell me that they've seen him recently, I'll wait. That is a prime example, Mike. And remember, he got here, and then what did he transfer to? He transferred somewhere, Owen. You remember? Back to Washington. Thank you.
Right.
Never panned out, Mike. It never looked like we thought it would look. And I just say that to say that's like an example that jumps out at me to say, hey, coming out of high school, you would have thought this guy was going to be he was going to be John Elway, right? And we saw him. And by the way, the reason why I bring that up is that was 93K Day, okay? Never be another one like it. We go. Everybody wants to see this kid throw the ball around. And he comes out. He's throwing the ball. And everybody's like, woo, look at the zip.
And we even said it ourselves on the radio.
This kid's got zip. But it didn't work. He didn't stay in the league 10 years, guys. He did get a shot. But that's what we're talking about.
Hey, where's Tate Martell these days?
Good question.
Now, for those who don't remember, Tate Martell, he was a guy that had the name, image, likeness before he even played college ball. Initially signed with Ohio State, then Miami, then UNLV, and he's in the where is he now category.
Did he even start in those last two places?
I don't even know. I think he may have started in Vegas. I mean, Melvin Alizé, we talked about him, defensive lineman. The guy was a rock star. Willie Williams signed with Miami. Fred Rouse. Oh, man. Florida State. Remember, my FSU buddies. Where do you see this Fred Rouse? Who? Exactly. These are all five-star recruits.
And that's the point.
So take the money.
So I
love coach. I always take the loot.
Yeah.
Bank it.
You guys can let us know what you think. And again, not banging on. I think this guy, by the way, is great for college football. We're talking about Coach Thomas Hammack. And they play a fun style at Northern Illinois. Matter of fact, they're a school that a lot of big schools don't want to play because you could get upset.
Guy just hit us up on the text line. Brian Coward at Auburn.
Great point. Thank you. There are numerous examples of this. And look, what we're saying is the odds of you getting the money now versus the odds of you ultimately living out and being an NFL star at that level, Mike, and where you get that second NFL contract? Because that's the other thing. Not only you got to get to the NFL, you got to get to the second contract.
Right.
Like, you can make that rookie deal, and it's still a lot of money, but you don't get to the second contract, Mike. We're not talking about generational wealth the way we think it is.
By the way, I just looked up. There's a great article you can find on 24/7 Sports. Just Google biggest five-star bust college football. Number one overall player in the 2019 recruiting class, Antonio Alfano.
Never happened.
Who?
Never happened.
Yeah, Alabama signing, left the Tide, transferred to Colorado, never played a game, Independence Community College in Kansas, Lackawanna College in Pennsylvania, wound up in the CFL for a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
So the message is, yes, on point. It's good old-fashioned American traditional values. Put the work in. Don't go for the glitz and the coin. Go for the work and the sweat equity. But when you have a chance to grab the money, because that's it. Elbert, you know what you're doing if you're a parent?
What's that?
Computing the odds of your son making it to the NFL.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah. And even though you may be a high-ranking five-star, those odds are still very, very risky. Neil says, Dukes, man, he says, look, schools like NIU are now the JUCOs.
They are.
Because kids go there, and then they get a bigger opportunity because of the money, and then they end up leaving. He needs to adjust and adapt to what college football has become. Neil, I appreciate the comments. Thanks for listening, and thanks for following us on social media. I think you're right. And it's unfortunate, you know. Coaches used to do this when they take lesser jobs and then jump, right? It's like Billy Napier is a prime example, right? He takes a bigger job at Florida. Nobody's going to say you shouldn't take the Florida job. But now college kids are getting that same opportunity. I can start at a small school, Louisiana, Mike, but next year I might get an opportunity to be at Florida or Georgia or somewhere else.
It's like we say, you know, today's Pirates or tomorrow's Yankees or Dodgers. I mean, that's the way it is. These smaller schools like the NIUs of the world, the MAC schools, all of them. Yeah, that's where the Southern Conference. You know, that's we've even seen guys transfer out of Kennesaw State and even Georgia State as well. You know, Georgia Southern. So it's a straight. I know we all want to put the toothpaste back in the tube and get back to about 4 or 5 years ago. Whatever you think the things went off the rails. But again, Carl, we could have been there. Every player could have had walk around money. Everybody could have had anywhere from 50 to 100 grand each if the NCAA had just used some common sense. But we didn't. So here we are. And now you got everybody from, Joe Blow to the president wants to do something to fix it.
All right. One other thing I want to mention, and we're going to get to some comments and things that Day-Day's thinking about as well. We'll react to what Aaron Murray told us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. He was great yesterday on the show and more on the Falcons. But, Mike, Steve Sarkisian squashed the greatest ever or bust narrative, which they're saying about Arch Manning at Texas. It's literally, if he doesn't win a national championship, that he's a bust.
Well, Carl, if he doesn't win a national championship – a guy's a bust. That's Arch Manning.
Here you go. Coach said, look, the mentality outside of our building, he says, we understand what people are saying. He says, but I don't even think Arch thinks about it, and neither do I. I want to tell y'all something. He's built for this. His grandfather, his uncles, his father. Like, literally, I don't even think he cares. He cares about what his teammates think, but I don't think he's thinking about, like, if I don't win a national championship, I'm a bust.
No, Eli, set records and gave Ole Miss some amazing seasons, 10-win seasons. Peyton couldn't beat Florida and lost to Nebraska in his final game, never won a natty. So this would be the first Manning, Archie to, I mean, they got to win it, Carl. No, there's a two-year window. They must. Otherwise, he'll be considered a bust.
They should, but he won't be a bust, Mike. He can have a great college career and then go on to the NFL. And if I would tell you he would go on to win Super Bowls and be a Hall of Famer like his uncles, he'd still be considered one of the greatest.
But maybe the bust is Sarkisian, not Arch Manning, because Sarkisian's got everything,
including
all the money.
They're saying that's a narrative around Arch. All right, I just want to point that out because that's what's being talked about. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Aaron Murray stopped by yesterday. We'll react to some of the things he told us in regards to the Dogs as we gear up for the college football season. How excited are you, by the way, for the season to get ready, man? I'll get started, Mike.
I'm jacked up, man, like everybody else. Can't wait. I know I was just talking at the end of the show yesterday, clearing our throat, talking about things I've heard from a buddy of mine who's a big booster for Georgia Tech and how excited he is. He thinks that some of the younger players are going to be major contributors for Brent Key. And I think, man, imagine if we're talking about Georgia Tech sniffing a chance to get in that playoff in the postseason. Can you imagine?
Awesome.
Or getting up there to Charlotte for the ACC championship. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, and look, this is going to be a wild year. I think it's going to be a lot of unpredictable games and outcomes. And, I mean, that Tech, I just can't wait for that Texas-Ohio State. I'm going to be in Tallahassee.
You.
Getting ready for Bama at Florida State and watching that noon start. Still can't believe of all the games this year, that's a noon game, but that's what Fox wants and they're getting it.
Yeah. It is, again, the reigning national, defending national champions. They lost a lot to the NFL. Texas has a rebuilt O-line. We'll dive more into this as we get closer, but this is the biggest game to start the season. It's not the biggest game of the year because there is no buildup like we might have to Texas, Georgia, who maybe both teams are undefeated when Texas comes to Athens. We'll see what happens. But I will say this, either team, whoever loses that game, doesn't kill their hopes or dashes their hopes for a national championship. Texas could get in with one loss to Ohio State easily, especially if Ohio State stays highly ranked, which they probably will, or vice versa. It'll look worse because Ohio State's at home, but this doesn't hurt either one of these teams in the long run of getting in the playoff.
But you never know. I mean, I don't think any coach is comfortable with two losses and feeling, hey, you know, then we get in that argument, what if Texas has two losses and rematches with Georgia if they lose in Athens and has a rematch in the SEC championship game where Sarkisian has never beat Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just busting your chops, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, because the two loss thing, this is the loss, right? There are two losses potentially on their schedule, real talk. At Ohio State and then at Georgia, when you talk about almost at the end of the season, that's third game to the end of the season. The A&M game should be, which is the last game of the season, Mike, but I don't know what the A&M's going to look like at that point. If they live up to the expectation, then it could be. But those are the two games. Mike, that should beat the crap out of San Jose State and UTEP and Sam Houston. At Florida, okay, you're watching the SEC any given Saturday, day.
Aaron Murray just told us DJ Lag, we think, is the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in college, if not the number one in the SEC.
Well, and this is their opportunity to prove it. So, like, I'm looking at their schedule, and I do see potential two losses on it. But even with that, I don't see Texas not getting into the college football playoff.
By the way, every time you say A&M, I just can't get those images out of my head of the very goofy cheer.
Yell leaders.
That, again, I would say cheerleaders, the yell leaders. Come on, Aggies. Let's giggle. Just very strange. Just very. Every time I see those videos, I'm like, wow, that's very strange.
August 23rd, man, it starts. Iowa State, Kansas State, right. And I'm locked in. By the way, two top 25 teams, if you're wondering. I mean, both are in the top 25, so it should be a good start to the football season, college football season. All right, Day-Day, man, what's going on? What's on your mind today?
All right, man, first off, I do want to give a quick shout-out to Adrian Williams. He's a former Washington Bulldogs quarterback. Ran into him at the store. And he was like, hey, man, I know you. I remember you. You interviewed me when I was the quarterback at Washington.
Wow.
And he was like, you know, that really was a big deal for me because, you know, no one ever really does that. So or did that for us back then. And I was like, awesome, man. That's pretty cool. So really cool moment there. That happens from time to time. I'll go places and run into some kids or parents. Mm. And they say, hey, yeah, you talk to my kids. So just wanted to give him a shout out. And like you mentioned earlier, shout out to the high school football season. It's here. It's underway. Big congrats to Prince Avenue. They defeated Callaway last night, and then Kale defeated South Paulding. And tonight it's Hebron Christian in North Atlanta, and then Douglas Astros at West Forsyth as the Corky Kale Classic continues. So
Saturday, man, and we mentioned this, guys, St. Pius, mm-hmm, Dunwoody, McEachern, Walton, that is, Brookwood versus Houston. This thing is loaded to start the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what's crazy is tonight the big game is actually Buford and Milton.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that new stadium. So
it opens tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So it's here, man.
Coach Applin, man.
Yeah. Coach App.
Coach At.
All right. So, all right, guys. Real quick, as we get ready for the tour championship next week, because you guys have been talking about that, I wanted to see if you guys heard about this story in regards to the rising cost of country club memberships and just to get your thoughts on it. And I mean, it's fascinating. You're seeing country clubs. Initiation fees. This isn't even their annuals. Initiation fees go up by $50,000 in some cases. According to the story, this is on Front Office Sports if you want to check it out. But basically what happened was the interest in golf spiked because of COVID. Because what they found was people were looking for their third place. It was home, work, where else can I go to be social? They were looking for that third social place. And golf courses and country clubs kind of became that place because it was like where people felt the most, where they could get the most of, you know, socializing, things of that nature. But this cost, man, I mean, it's ridiculous, the amount of money. Like,
I'll say hello, by the way. Good visit with you today. Can I call you today? Golf. I don't want to hear this whinging about golf memberships as you're paying a premium. Down at the Seaside Golf Course, Carl, we don't feel that $100,000 a year is too much.
Do you get the tee times when you want them?
On demand.
And are the wives allowed to...
I've got a golf cart with a loo in it.
I understand that. Are the wives allowed to be out there with you guys?
Wife number two doesn't play just yet. She plays tennis.
Wife number two?
Well, I had to upgrade. We talked about this. Come on. Day-Day, we know what's happening here. Women do depreciate. Oh, how they depreciate, Carl.
It's Day-Day. What are you
What's that now?
It's Day-Day.
Anyway, as I said, I say, we moved on from Kendall, and I hope she's doing well. I believe she's moved on with a personal trainer. My advice, by the way, to you men is don't let your wives have a personal trainer.
Can I ask you something,
yes,
Armstead?
Sir.
Armstead, how much do you pay her a month?
What's that?
The first wife.
First up, two words, if I may, just real quick. Prenup. Everyone should have one. Again, my brother Whitney, he is an attorney.
Yes.
And Whitney?
It was my second, from my father's second marriage to Caroline, but I digress. A good man. He went to Pace's Academy. He was at the Pace's? Lexus level for many years. No, this is something. It was Pace Academy. It's an inside joke in our family today. Please, how dare you?
Day-Day, that is. So are you not paying her anything?
Well, she has a stipend.
Oh, okay.
The judge did say there was a quality of life she was used to, so she gets a pittance of $10,000 a month.
Okay, I just wondered if that
and
was...
not a penny more.
Well, I was just wondering if that was affecting the golf dues.
Now, again, her lawyer did try for the house. Good luck. Fat but chance.
No, I wanted to.
I told Bruce Hagan, pound sand.
But no, wanted to get you all's thoughts on this and these costs. Like, are you surprised by the amount? Like, for example, Rancho Santa Fe Country Club in California.
Love you, Bruce.
Bruce is not a divorce attorney, he's by not, the way. He's not. Just an inside joke amongst our friends.
Hiked its initiation fee from $75,000 to $100,000.
Right. Well, hey, let's take it down to the working man. Canongate Golf. You guys are ripping people off where I live down there, man. That stuff ain't cheap. I just got the bill, and I haven't even played. My wife plays 4 days a week. Well, not maybe 3 days a week, Carl, sometimes four. I'm telling you, man, day-to-day, it ain't cheap. Carl and I were talking about this. Wherever you retire to, if you're planning on moving somewhere else,
jeez.
I looked at it in Naples. I told my wife, I go, I may just be sitting on the beach, okay? You may work till you're 80 to pay for the golf membership.
Yeah,
I mean day-to-day's right. It is what my father always said it was. It's a rich man's game. And with the cost of everything going up these days, Carl, it's up the yin-yang.
Yeah. Look, I've been a member of various clubs in town, and I will tell you they've all gone up.
Oh, Carl Rich.
They've all – stop it. They've all
first off, nationally syndicated.
They've all gone up.
This man is a cash cow for the organization.
they've all gone up. And I'll say this. I told this to Day Day. And, Mike, you can attest to this because you guys, I think, moved during the pandemic.
Right.
Pandemic changed this.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the pandemic, okay – you had a lot of people who like golf, maybe into it every now and then. Right. Pandemic, people lost their minds, and they were like, I need to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And what the happened was –
socially distanced activity, yeah.
Correct. And what happened was you had people dive into golf like never before, and all these country clubs were like, rates just went up.
Right.
And they actually, many of them, you know who I'm talking about, took on more members than they should have because
uh-oh.
The money was being raked in and the fees and the initiation fees and all this stuff was going up. But people were willing to pay it because they didn't know how long the pandemic was going to last.
Right.
And they wanted to be outside, and then more people took up golf. That's when things fundamentally changed. Then what happened as we got out of that, everybody stayed. Because they enjoyed it. And now they are taking advantage of this. Now, again, you're talking about the high-end, highfalutin
right.
clubs. But Mike and I, we're just talking about, these are like, these should be working dudes clubs
and
that we're talking about.
Right.
That the dues are way more expensive than what you guys probably imagine they are.
And my thing is, now, I joke around at Canongate, like, some great people that we know that work there and run it. But it's just like, if you're playing golf, for instance, golf courses have work done during the course of the season.
What's up, JB?
When you have one of your two courses, you can't play, Carl. First world problems, but still.
Yes.
Why I love Canongate is it's a working man's golf course. We meet so many listeners out there from Fairburn, Tyrone, from Noonan, you know, from Fayetteville. You know, and there's different levels of the club. You know, some are fancier than others.
Right.
But to me, it's like, man, it's this stuff ain't cheap. And then you get into how are we ever going to see the second Tiger Woods when, you know, the average Joe can't afford it. And not to mention the lessons and everything that comes with youth sports for any sport,
yeah.
Let alone golf.
Yeah, and to mention also the waiting list for some of these clubs are
that's
like
the
10
other
years.
Thing.
Like that's the other issue.
So,
yeah.
So I'll tell you a quick story. A friend of mine has a guy that's a member, you know, he's the guy that does the memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, why don't you come over in our club? It's great. And we're talking, and he says, I'm going to have my guy call you. And he calls me, and I'm not mentioning any names. I'm not telling you where this is. But the guy calls me, and we're talking on the phone. And the guy goes, hey, I talked to John. And John was like, yeah, look, we'd love to have you come on over. I said, okay, so what are we talking about? And he said, and I'm not lying to you, well, the initiation fee is $30,000. That's before I've even played a round of golf.
And this is, I mean,
I said, where are we? Is this Peachtree? Where am I playing?
Peabody Driving Club?
Yeah. Where is this the standard club? Like, where am I playing? And the point is, if you can get it, and they're getting it, Day-Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Day-Day. If they can get it, then they're getting it.
Yeah, you're right. All right, guys.
By the way, my attorney plays at the Standard Club.
Of course he does.
All right, here we go.
I do enjoy playing there.
It's nice. Time, guys. It's time.
Day-Day.
Coming up.
All right, the market is open, guys.
Right,
you've had your eyes on the Falcons for quite some time now.
Yeah. Right.
During training camp. Stock higher, lower, no movement. We'll start off with Chris Blair.
Even. I mean, he's slightly up, Carl. He's up a little green, maybe like a point, half a point.
All right.
I mean, because there's too much competition in that position right now, unfortunately.
Carl,
stock up. I don't know if the stock is up enough for him to capture a job, and I say that because what he's vying for. We talked about him with special teams. I think that's where he's ultimately going to end up helping us.
Right.
I don't think he's going to get that fourth or fifth spot at wide receiver, but stock up.
All right, Rook Aurora.
Yeah, man, he's up in eighth, Carl. Yeah, I'll give him some credit. I seen him pop a little bit. Can't wait to see. That's why, you know, we really wanted to see this scrimmage with the Tennessee Titans, and I thought Rook popped a little bit, so I think his stock is up.
Yeah, I do too. Look, I'm higher on Rook. Again, I use this word, and guys, you're going to be like, oh, no, Dukes, I don't see it. I needed to be more disruptive, but Mike and I saw one play that is a microcosm of what we think he can be against the Titans offensive line, where he just destroys this guy, pushes him in the backfield, they get a loss on the down, and I think that's what we need to see more of. But again, are we focused solely on Rook? I don't know. I think his stock is up. Coaches said high things about him. I mean, the coaches talked about
they're
him.
They're loving it. So, again, it's always a little bit more difficult to gauge the interior defensive line play, even in a scrimmage like we saw, but he's doing good.
All right, Brandon Dorlus.
Yeah, stock up, man. This is a guy that we said, where does he fit in the pecking order with all the stuff that they added? But I think all of a sudden, Brandon Dorlus is a guy that, you know, because remember we said the second year, guys have got to pop because we never got to see much of them last year. I like it. Yeah, stock's up big time.
I agree. Was it the first preseason game, Mike, where he was, caused the fumble? I think he caused the fumble.
He was in on everything last week.
Yeah, man, stock up. Maybe he's found it. Maybe it's clicked for him. I'm going to say stock up too.
Fourth round pick from Oregon, for those who don't remember.
That's right. Ray McLeod.
Yeah, I'll go stock up because in the absence of Darnell Mooney, we've seen Ray McLeod connect on a couple of touchdowns in 11-on-11 on Falcons, and also the big fracas that started yesterday, the fourth fight, was Ray getting open and making things happen. He's a speed burner. You wish he had a little bit more size, but yeah, stock's up for Ray.
Me too. Look, I think he's going to play a bigger role if Darnell Mooney doesn't start the season. And I think he's up to the task. Even if Darnell starts the season, Mike, I think they are going to incorporate Ray a little bit more. Again, slot guy, right? You use him third downs. But Ray's, man, he's shown he's got really good hands. Stock up for me.
All right, last one, and you guys better be nice to my guy. Kyle Pitts.
Even. Stock is flat right now, okay? Yesterday, he was certainly helping out. Mm-hmm. He had a nice – we talked about the rollout against the Titans where it looked like Pettis improvised and Pitts was there. He can be the hero. He can step in. I know he's not Darnell Mooney's speed car, but he should be such a vital weapon. And you could say, hey, he makes up for the loss of Mooney if Zach dials him up. Just don't know if they're going to do that.
I'll go stock up. He caught a touchdown in the red zone in the 7-on-7, I think 11-on-11 too yesterday.
That was a pretty catch.
It was. Guys, I think he's having fun. And Mike and I have talked about this. I hope it translates to the season. Kyle is smiling and enjoying himself and clowning around with his boys. I'm going to give him a little bit more. I'm going to say stock up on this. I feel Mike on the even because it's not like every practice is going, damn!
Right.
That's we're not doing that every practice, but I'm going to say stock up.
All right, good deal, man. That's all I got for you guys, man. Thank you all for participating.
No problem today. Coming up, we're going to talk some more college football. And also, did you miss this? Falcons are going to get another corner. What's this mean?
Oh.
We're going to tell you who it is
and
what it might mean for the Falcons coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.